Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thanks for joining us for our eighth installment of Halachos and Ideas of the Seder. We're up to Korech, otherwise known as the Hillel Sandwich. I just want to take a few moments to explain why exactly we have the Hillel Sandwich and what its connection to Hillel is. And what about it is a commemoration of the Beis HaMikdash. If you think about it at the Seder, we say, Zecher LeMikdash KeHillel. This sandwich is a remembrance to the Beis HaMikdash like Hillel. Okay, here we go. Step one. The Torah, when discussing the Korban Pesach, says, Al matzos umrorim yochluhu. You should eat it with matzah and maror. Hillel holds that the Torah is conveying a halacha, that the Korban Pesach must be eaten in conjunction with the matzah and the maror. If you don't eat it as a sandwich, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Not everyone agreed with Hillel's reading of the pasuk, but that's how Hillel read the pasuk. Others would say, well, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah at the Seder, there's a mitzvah to eat maror at the Seder, there's a mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach at the Seder. Hillel said it has to be a sandwich. Step one. Step two, when we sit down for the Seder this year, even if we don't have an actual Korban Pesach, the mitzvah of eating the matzah will be a Torah-level mitzvah. It says in the Pasuk, Ba'erev tochlu matzos. On that night, being the Seder night, you should eat matzah. If we don't have a Korban Pesach this year, there will not be a Torah mitzvah to eat maror. The only context in which the Torah introduces the mitzvah of maror is in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, that pasuk we cited before, al matzos umrorim yochluhu, eat it with matzah and maror. Therefore, when we don't have a Korban Pesach, the only reason we eat maror is rabbinic, to remember the times where we had the Korban Pesach and we'd eat maror. So, even Hillel would tell you that if there's no Korban Pesach, you should not eat the matzah and maror as a sandwich when you're fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. Why? Matzah is a Torah-level mitzvah. Maror, if there's no Korban Pesach, has no Torah-level significance when you eat it. The matzah is a Torah mitzvah. The maror, if there's no Korban Pesach, is not a Torah mitzvah. And therefore, from a Torah vantage point, the maror is just like some topping you had on the matzah. Why, when you're fulfilling a Torah mitzvah of eating matzah, would you just put some topping on? And therefore, when there's no Korban Pesach, Hillel would tell you it's incorrect to eat a matzah maror sandwich when you're fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah. Therefore, what we say at the Seder is, according to Hillel's opinion, once we've already fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah, and once we've already fulfilled the mitzvah of maror, there's a reason, in addition, to do Zecher LeMikdash, to remember what was actually done in the times of the Beis HaMikdash when we had a Korban Pesach, which, according to Hillel's specific opinion, was you would eat the matzah and maror as a sandwich. And that is the idea of Korech, of eating that sandwich. We lean when we eat Korech, because the whole nature of the mitzvah of Korech is clearly rabbinic, certainly not a Torah-level mitzvah like the basic eating of matzah. We're more lenient when it comes to the shear, the amount of matzah that we eat. We mentioned earlier in this series that a standard measure for matzah when we're fulfilling the basic mitzvah is half of a hand matzah. That same opinion would say that at Korech, you eat a quarter of a hand matzah. It's a much smaller shear. The shear for maror would be the same as it was when we have the maror independently. There are different customs about mixing charoses into this Korech sandwich. Some say, well, you've done charoses already, and vis-a-vis the concern of getting rid of the acidic nature of the maror, they say that the combination with matzah will take care of that. Others say, no, if we're eating the maror with the matzah, we should do it the right way. And part of the right way of eating the maror is to mix it with charoses. One more halacha that's good to keep in mind. The way we explained it, Korech is kind of an adjunct fulfillment of the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of maror. We fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah and maror already, but at the very end we say, by the way, this is how it was supposed to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, according to Hillel. Therefore, it would be correct to not speak about things not related to the mitzvos of the moment from the time that you make the bracha on eating the matzah through the completion of eating korech. Because the bracha on the matzah and the bracha on the maror also apply to the hillel sandwich. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.